All right, Allison's going to need some help. She is in a relationship with a man-child, so she says, as we get ready to dive into the DMs here on 99.7DJX, which, by the way, if you've got ever an issue and you just want to DM us for some help, at Ben and Kelly Show.
We will do our very best, Allison says. Ben and Kelly, help. My husband is the biggest man-child ever.
Okay.
It's embarrassing to admit that he still plays with Lego sets as an adult. He will spend hundreds of dollars online buying pieces to a Lego starship thing that he claims will be a collector's item and be worth a lot of money someday.
Oh, boy. Okay. You dropped
the attic of our house is his playroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's filled with his Legos, his model train set, his action figures in the original boxes, and the classic Atari game that he still plays on a regular basis.
Okay.
He's convinced that all guys like to play with childhood toys, but most won't admit it or can't. This cannot be true, right? Please tell me that every other guy plays with the full-sized car in the garage and not his Matchbox car from when he was 7.
Well, Allison, man, it sounds like that his hobbies, she's not on board with.
Right. And they don't have kids. So it's not like he's playing along with his kids, which is completely understandable because we did all that.
Well, I will say that it's been a long time since I played Legos, but Legos used to be my jam.
Oh,
absolutely.
I used to love those. Get the sets of the things with the instructions and the specific things you build, but then the fun is like dumping them all together and then trying to like create like new things.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, I would take photos of them. I'd take pictures of them. I'd display them on a shelf before I'd, you know, end up destroying them and replacing them. But
For several years we had a little museum of all of the elaborate Lego sets that our son would build and then never play with. They went up on a shelf so you could admire it, but you don't play with it.
But I'll tell you that you're saying your son, so that wasn't like your husband before your son came, so it's a little bit different.
It is a little different.
But Kelsey brings up a great point when she texts, tell me your husband won't ever cheat without telling me your husband won't ever cheat.
See, there you go. He's too busy. He's got Legos to build.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like, hey, you know what? Maybe learn more about that world. Offer to help him build some of those Lego sets.
Listen, it could be fun. This could be like a hobby you guys could do together. And then when you do have kids, I mean, you got a nice little set of toys that you're not going to have to buy later, right?
Yeah, and he's got a classic Atari. I mean, you know, there's a second joystick, I'm sure, that you could probably play him with.
Play with him? Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yes. You know what? And Atari was our jam back in the day. He appreciates the classics. That's fun.
Yeah, Allison, I don't know if you're getting the support you want, or maybe it's just a, hey, let's open your mind a little bit to what he's doing, because, I mean, as everybody is just exploding our text line right now saying, look, this is harmless.
Yeah, Amy says he has his entertainment, you have yours. What's the problem? Got another text. I love Legos. It's a creative outlet for me. I just built Lego flowers, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to see a picture of that.
So I can continue to go back to, listen, show me a guy that's never going to cheat on you without showing me a guy that's never going to cheat on you.
That sums it up right there. Another text, I literally see no problem with his choices. Maybe as a kid, he wasn't able to do these things. So he enjoys that now as an adult that he has the money to do that. He wants to do that. I think as long as he's still paying the bills and he's doing his part for the household, you should get over it and let him enjoy his hobby.
Yeah, and he's getting his creative his juices flowing there, and he's able to do something that's not harmful to his body or yours, and I think that is good. So
yeah, so many people are pointing out he could be doing way worse things.
Yeah, so I would say enjoy your man-child and maybe get to know his hobbies a little bit more. All right?
Yeah, jump in there and build some stuff with him.
There you go. All right, Allison. Hopefully that helps, and thanks.